This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israeli forces seized the main border crossing between Egypt and southern Gaza Tuesday, shutting down a vital aid route into the Palestinian enclave that is already on the brink of famine. Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly.
Aid trucks were seen lined up on the road in Egypt's Rafah on Tuesday after Israel took control of the Palestinian side of the main border crossing. The United Nations and other international aid agencies said the closing of the two crossings into southern Gaza, Rafah and Israeli-controlled Kerem Shalom, had virtually cut off the already devastated enclave from outside aid. The seizure of the Rafah crossing, where more than 1 million displaced Palestinian civilians are holed up, came despite weeks of calls from the U.S. and others for Israel to hold off from a big offensive in Rafah. The crossing was also the only exit point for those needing to leave Gaza for medical treatment unavailable inside the enclave.
That's Reuters correspondent Emma Jelly. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports a senior Biden administration official says the U.S. has held up a joint or shipment of bombs to Israel over concerns of a full-blown assault on Rafah.
The official says the U.S. was worried about how some of the bombs could be used in a dense urban setting like Rafah, where more than 1 million Palestinian civilians are sheltering. Word of the halted transfer came even as President Biden called U.S. support for Israel ironclad.
Even when we disagree.
Asked to square that with the arms holdup.
Two things could be true.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, hours after Israeli troops seized control of the Rafah border crossing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Military forces from the United States, Australia, and the Philippines launched a barrage of high-precision rockets and artillery as part of a large-scale war drill in the South China Sea that have antagonized Beijing.